There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die, while you're alive, where am I? When I die,
many thousand glittering motes crowd forward greedily together in trembling circles, extravagantly carousing away for a whole hour, rapidly vanishing. They rave, delirious, a shrill whir, shivering with joy against death, while kingdoms sunk into ruin, whose thrones, heavy with gold, instantly scattered into night and legend, without leaving a trace, have never known so fierce a dancing. This is a short poem. A swarm of gnats by Herman Hesse. The poet is talking about small insects, moths, gnats, these tiny insects who are around the light. How they are dancing, how madly, with what fervor, with what intensity. And they know that they are going to die within an hour, and yet they dance. And then the poet compares this dance with those falls of kings and kingdoms, the ruin, the great empires, their golden thrones. But who can dance like these small moths, these insects? They know that the life is about to end, and look at the madness, look at the intensity, look at the fervor, look at the enthusiasm with which these moths are dancing. They dance the madness, the rhythm. Everything is so unique. It's not about the length. It's about intensity. Life is not about the length, but the intensity. How intensely you are living. How deeply mad you are with life. The end will come anytime, but how do we live? The moths are living in a state of celebration. Life itself is celebration, and so also the death is celebration. Life is dance, and so also the death is also a dance. They are enjoying life as well as they enjoy death. There is no sorrow. There is no suffering. Everything is festivity. The intensity. Very, very short poem. Many thousand glittering motes. These tiny insects crowd forward greedily together in trembling circle. They are moving as if some greed is there. They know they are going to die, extravagantly carousing away. Such frolic. Is it the dance of life or the dance of death? For a whole hour rapidly vanishing, they rave, delirious, a shrill whir, shivering with joy against death, while kingdoms sunk into ruin, while whose thrones heavy with gold instantly scattered into night and legend, without leaving a trace, have never known so fierce a dancing. Nobody must have known such a dance of celebration before death. So life should become a celebration. Life should become a dance. Life depends not upon the length, but on the intensity with which one is living. If this celebration is punctured by sorrow, by suffering, by heartaches, by repentance, it will be a great loss. Every moment celebration and every moment dance. And this can happen only and only, only and always only, because of immaculate purity. And the greatest leakage of this purity happens through eyes. We enter into the third day, seventh day of pure life. to purify life. To remove all the dirt, all the impurities, all the contaminations. It's not a goal, it's a journey. And journey is equally important, and journey should become joy, and journey should become celebration. We are not celebrating after becoming pure. The process of purity is the journey of celebration. So the first is genesis of the fall. Why the fall happens? These eyes are the windows. These eyes are the doors. And if we allow every stray dog, every thief to enter the house, we know what will happen. Burglary can take place, robbery can take place. The thieves are very, very clever. We say, I was just looking. This just looking is not just looking, it is consumption. The 5 seconds of consumption can lead to 5 hours of repentance. Why dadis were so powerful? They never allowed their eyes to consume digital nonsense. That's why their lives remained so pure. Uninstall all the unnecessary and unused apps. Get rid of all the useless digital paraphernalia. The genesis, the cause, the etiology of the fall is uncontrolled vision, uncontrolled gaze, unguarded gaze. Guard your eyes. We might say, I was just seeing, I was just looking. But this just looking, this spark is dangerous. This spark can lead to forest fire. This chingari has the desire to become Davanal. This spark has a desire to become forest fire. It will burn everything. All that is pure, all that is delicate. So one day, whole 24 hours, spend without screen and see the result. There is screen time and there is a green time. There are two things. What is green time? You see nature. Shinrin Yoko, that is called general jungle walk, forest bath. Whole day, see the leaves, the greenery, the rocks, the mountains, the river, the birds, the sky, the cloud, the star, the moon, the sun, the rising sun and the setting sun, the lakes, the rugged surface, the hard rocks, the still lake, the moonlight. If you can spend few hours every day in the company of nature, your green time will increase and automatically screen time will go down. Let the eyes consume greens. That is vitamin N. There is a book in English, Vitamin N. The intake of vitamin N. Nature. Eyes will become less murderous. Eyes carry the seeds of violence, hinsa. So the genesis, the cause, the karan, karya karan rule, cause and effect. The cause is eyes and the effect is impurity. Take care of your eyes. The advertisements, they are dangerous. The movies, their trailers, the short movies, the comedy shows, they consume, they absorb the attention. Chats, messages, they drain you. The second is alchemy of respect. When you look at some person and you don't look at soul but you look at skin, so the skin attracts. You look at that person not as a person, but that person is your, that person is the victim. You are the predator. You want to consume that person. You want to consume that person's body. You want to consume that person's skin. So this is one of the violence. Spiritual life begins when the eyes are purified and you look not at skin but something which is beyond skin. The sacred vision. The pure vision, the atmic vision, the spiritual vision. There is a divine dancing in that body. This is the divine orchestra. But when you have a lustful look, the person becomes object. And you want to consume that object. And this is a great form of violence. The adultery, the fornication has already been committed. This is the breach of the law. The respect will never be there. When you see somebody as body, there would be selfish desire to consume that body. So you are a predator, a shikari, and body is your hunt. So you live at a very low level of existence, where body and that low level each is existing. Such a life is a bestial, animalish life. The real respect begins when you see others as soul. You see others as the manifestations of divinity. You see others in their angelic forms. The real love arises with soul consciousness. The third is the strategic fortress. Now you have to create strategies to prevent the vision. It is not about shying away or to repress or not looking at others. It's about training the eyes. It's about guarding the eyes. It's about creating, withdrawing the gaze. Best is, when you are alone, spend time with closed eyes, without looking at others, without looking at anything. There are people who practice this. They make themselves blindfold and spend 24 hours like that. Especially in the familiar place, when they know where things are. If you see those people who are born blind, they are extremely sharp. Their senses are highly developed. They know who is coming and who is not coming, just with the footfall. Because our eyes are consuming information all the time. There is a seepage of energy. Be energy miser. Energy is the most important thing. That's why by the end of the day we feel exhausted. Why? Because there is so much consumption through eyes. Why there is so much tiredness in the body? If I ask you to run, you find it very difficult. The body is weak. The body does not have that energy. So begin. Slowly. Start running. Running is dynamic Raj Yoga. Running is moving meditation. Running is divine rhythm. So we need to create some strategies to protect the eyes. And one of the strategies is downcast eyes. Let not the eyes wander here and there. One. Second, withdrawing the eyes. Third, reducing the digital consumption. Spend few hours without screen. Increase the screen time, automatically screen time will reduce. And if possible, the most important thing, uninstall YouTube. That is the master stroke. If at all you want to see something, and which is very important, you can always open it through Google. You don't need an app. You cannot in fact install, but you can disable it. And that should be done. There's no need. You can do it right away. In 1923, Mahatma Gandhi was in Yerravada jail, Pune. And it was the rule of the jail that relatives come and meet the prisoners only in the evening time. And that too, the warden would stand there. Once his wife came, and they were standing, and the warden was there. The rule was that all the conversation should take place in the presence of warden. But since this man is a famous leader, the warden left and allowed them to speak in some private, to have them some private talk. After some time, when warden returned, he found that both of them are just standing. They are not talking with each other. He inquired, "What? Did you not talk?" Mahatma Gandhi said, "And Kasturba will agree with me. I do not want to take undue advantage of my popularity. It is the rule of the jail that all talks should happen in front of warden, and we have nothing private to share with each other. That's why we did not talk after you left. The rules are rules for everyone. And regarding talks and conversation, I have nothing to talk with her. She understands me and I understand her. So this relation of husband and wife has risen above that body conscious level. There is no desire for vague and unnecessary talks and discussions and chats. Conversation is one of the greatest diseases of this confluence age. And there is a real love. The vision is atmic, the vision is spiritual. When the real love is there, we don't want to consume anybody, we are no more a predator. So understand, the cause of fall is eyes, unguarded gaze, contaminated vision. The second is pure vision, pavitra drishti. We need to work on this, to see beyond skin. And third, strategy. Find out strategies, find out ways, find out means. Where our attention goes, where our eyes are going. Spend some time without watching any human beings. Just watch nature. There are poets who spent their whole life in the company of nature. They stayed away from human companies. Why? They find that their energies get drained. If you see 100 people in a day, by the end of the day, you feel exhausted. Why? Because every human being, they consume you. And spend one day only in the company of nature without any human contact. By evening, you feel you are so powerful. When you establish your connection with nature, your spiritual connection with God increases. Because nature is silence and God is supreme silence. You will feel Him. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, "The more you love me, you will feel that I am very sweet. God. My sweetness you will feel. God is the sugarless sweetness. He is the divine sugarcane. Sweeteshwar. He is the sweet dham. He is the Madhuryadev." Baba said, "I am saccharine. I am the divine saccharine. If you remember me more, you will taste my sweetness. I will become sweeter for you. I am already ocean of sweetness." He is the honey comb hub. So if you want to feel His sweetness, His divine sweetness. And you want to increase that feeling. Baba said, keep remembering me. In bhakti, they say that everything is sweet. Adharam maduram. His lips are sweet. Nayanam maduram. His eyes are sweet. Hasitam maduram. His smile is so sweet. Hridayam maduram. His heart is sweet. Gamanam maduram. When he walk, his gait is so sweet. Maduradipate akhilam maduram. Everything is about him is sweet. He is the sweet incarnation. He is the sweetness incarnate. He is the mountain of sweet. He is the ocean of sweet. He is the sweet air. He is the honey river. Vachanam maduram. When he talks, it is so sweet. Charitam maduram. His character is so sweet. Vasanam maduram. His garments are so sweet. Valitam maduram. His posture is also so sweet. Chalitam maduram. When he walks, he's so sweet. Bhramitam maduram. His movements are sweet. His wandering is sweet. Maduradhipate akhilam maduram. Everything is about him is so sweet. Venur madura. His flute is sweet. Renur madura. His foot dust is sweet. Panir madura. His hands are sweet. Pado madura. His feet are sweet. Nrityam maduram. His dance is sweet. Sakhyam maduram. His company is sweet. Maduradipate akhilam maduram. Geetam maduram. Peetam maduram. Bhaktam. Bhuktam maduram. Suptam maduram. Rupam maduram. Tilakam maduram. Everything. His song, his drinking, his eating, his sleeping, his talking. Everything is sweet. Karanam maduram. Taranam maduram. Haranam maduram, Ramanam maduram, Vamitam maduram, Shamitam maduram. His deeds, his conquest, his stealing, his love play, his exuberance. Gunja madura, Mala madura, Yamuna madura, Vichi madura, Salilam maduram, Kamalam maduram. Everything, his necklace, his garland, the Yamuna river, the waves, the lotus, Gopi madura, Leela madura, Yuktam maduram. Muktam maduram, drishtam maduram, sukshrushtam maduram. His gopis, his frolicking, his play, his unions, his deliverance, his glances. Everything is so pure. Maduradipate, akhilam maduram. He is sweet because he is pure. And if you want to experience that sweetness, the very first criteria is to become pure. Only and only purity. Only and always only purity. So this is the essence of pure life. So today, work on eyes. If the eyes become purified, whole life becomes pure. Om Shanti.
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,